Hollywood rings in the new year hating Trump, kick his ass in 2020. By Hannah Blow on January 1, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood figures carried their resistance rage into the new decade, dumping on President Donald Trump and wishing for a year that doesn't include an ignorant, corrupt, soulless liar occupying the People's House. Director Rob Reiner, for example, wished for a new year that doesn't include an ignorant, corrupt, soulless liar occupying the People's House, a direct reference to the president. Prominent horror author Stephen King kicked off the year with a short rhyme, writing, "Of his lies we've had plenty, kick his ass in 2020. Broadway star Bette Midler also jumped back into full-blown Trump hate on New Year's Day, practically bragging over the U.S. Embassy attack in Baghdad that occurred on Tuesday. "Here's your first 2020 crisis, Donnie. I hear you were out golfing and retweeting boxing matches. Way to go, babe. So inspiring to all," she tweeted. "Can't wait to hear your testimony in front of Congress, oh wait." Sicko director Michael Moore, who endorsed Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, declared that this is the year America will dump Trump. "Happy New Year and new decade, everyone. It can only get better. This is year we dump Trump and send a true advocate to the White House with a mass movement behind him slash her," he tweeted, adding, "We'll win the Senate flipping just 3 seats. Kindness will reign. Men will listen instead of fake listen. Pie," he added. Hollywood director Judd Apatow took aim at First Lady Melania Trump specifically, mocking her New Year's wish for peace on the world. "Maybe she meant piss on the world. Isn't that how this whole mess started?" he wrote. "Happy New Year all," Rosie O'Donnell wrote, alongside the hashtag #2020removeHame. Star Trek actor George Takei dreamt of a year with perfect vision, urging everyone to see things for what they really are this year. "No con men, no spin doctors, no agents of disinformation. Let's bring things into focus. Let's see the path forward clearly," he wrote. "Happy New Year to everyone. This year, let's fill our hearts up with gratitude, treat every month in 2020 as if it's May and the trees are full of mangoes." Left-wing actor Jim Carrey tweeted. "Yay, yummy. 2020 is our chance to fix the mistake we made in 2016. Or to dig the knife in deeper, which would be particularly dangerous because we're probably losing our health care," full frontal Samantha Bee warned. "Anyways, happy New Year to all." The West Wing actor Bradley Whitford rang in the new year by claiming that Trump fetishizes dictators and war criminals while undermining democracy and attacking war heroes. "He is an inversion of the spectacular, unfulfilled aspiration of our country," he continued. "Check your registration. Organize. Vote him out. Putin is not my president." "Happy New Year," actress Rosanna Arquette tweeted. Similarly, actor Ron Perlman harped on the long-held Russia collusion hoax. General Hospital actress Amber Tamblyn did not mince words, wishing everyone, except the president, a Happy New Year. 2020 goal: Trump loses and they let Rachel Maddow and I get blacked out drunk on MSNBC for New Year's to compete with Anderson and Andy, American Horror Story star Billy Eichner tweeted.